Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The state of disaster was finally removed last night. Although, that said, I have honestly no idea what it means. Because there's something about masks. We have to wear masks indoors, but then there's a 30-day period. I'm confused. Professor Adrian Puren, always willing to help us out. He is, of course, the Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning? Professor Puren, can you hear us?
Yes, as it were.
There we go. I don't know what happened because...
It's my technology challenges, as they call them, I think.
Right, exactly. Well, I consider myself properly technologically challenged, but there you have it. So, Professor, from an NICD perspective, from your perspective, was this announcement welcomed?
You mean the uplifting of the state of disaster? Is that the one you're referring to?
Yes.
No, I think it certainly is. I think we were waiting for it. And of course, now that we have reached this particular point, however, I think it's still important that we have some guidance for the public as to how to ensure that they, you know, do not become infected, how to protect themselves and so forth. I think the next set of regulations will therefore be critical, but yes, certainly, in terms of allowing, but I suppose it's really a fait accompli, but really a society that's more freer in terms of its movements, but still needs to protect itself, I think it will remain critical.
So do you think, in terms of this mask indoor story, we have to wear it for a month at least. Do you think after that it is going to change?
It may do so, but I think my sense would be that in the main it will remain. You know, I know that it's been difficult for us to control what actually happens with this particular infection, but I think it needs to be in context of other things. I think we really have focused on the mask, and that's good. But I think we need to focus on other things as well, such as the workplace, ventilation, and so on. I think those are also key aspects which we don't really focus on, but should also come to the fore rather than obsessing about the mask wearing. I think it's important, but I think we need to focus on a whole range of things rather than just the mask in and of itself. Yes.
Well, that's interesting, because to require a mask is to almost force people to focus on the mask and not the other things.
Yes. And I think that's, for me, problematic in that sense that we're not talking about, you know, your office, my office, in terms of ventilation, for example. Why are we not focusing?
And maybe vaccines as well, although that is something that we are constantly talking about, and that is equally as important.
Yes, absolutely. So that's why I think it's a range of things. You know, it's the mask wearing, it's the ventilation, it's the physical distancing, it's managing your risk when you're outside with and without a mask, for example. And then, of course, vaccines. Again, you know, that should really, in my mind, come to the forefront now. Is to say, well, we need to get our South African citizens vaccinated, especially those that are vulnerable. But then a whole range of other age groups that are maybe less vulnerable should also be vaccinated. As you sure you have seen, that you know, if we don't use up those vaccines, they're going to expire, and that's a waste.
Which is just such a sad and I don't know, it's tragic. If we think back as to how desperate we were for that vaccine. Yeah. I know how desperate I was to get a vaccine when they were becoming available all around the world. And now we're throwing away 80,000 because people aren't taking them up.
Absolutely. And that is tragic. And I think it relates to the other point, you know, that I think we have been talking about for decades. As you know, we do have an influenza season. Certainly it's hasn't been with us over the last 2 years. But again, trying to get people vaccinated has really been a major challenge. So again, if I could encourage your listeners, especially in those in the vulnerable age groups and or comorbidities, pregnant women, to really get vaccinated, you know, get an influenza vaccine, I really would encourage.
Yeah, in fact, I had mine on Friday, and at least I know that it's done. So I've had my booster a couple of weeks ago. I had my flu vaccine on Friday. And whether it's there's definitely a sense of comfort, huge, huge comfort that we live in an age where we're able to do that, that I am that little bit less vulnerable to flu, and it doesn't mean I won't get it, but at least I know that I've done whatever I can to prevent myself from becoming seriously ill with whatever virus I pick up.
And, you know, those interventions, you know, going back to the mask wearing, and again, I know I haven't spoken much about hand hygiene. Mm. That combination, I think, has certainly played a role and does play a role in terms of reducing influenza transmission. I know children are certainly a focus, and I know that children in terms of mask wearing and so forth has not really been a major focus, but certainly children are a major focus for influenza, for example. So if you close the schools, your influenza season certainly goes away for a while, certainly comes back with the schools reopened, but certainly, you know, so it's an important consideration as well with regard to children.
It's in terms of hand hygiene, we've moved away from handshaking. We're now in that very, very awkward stage where we don't know if somebody will shake our hands or not shake our hands. It's just a bit weird at the moment. What is your thoughts on going back to handshaking?
Yeah, and I know it's an important cultural gesture, but again, I think it's that modification, you know, and adapting to the fact that, you know, you want to limit risk. And so perhaps a friendly smile, a nod, maybe may well have to become the norm and a bow. So I think those sorts of things will be important. But again, in social settings, as you know, if people do not, then that risk suddenly dissipates or disappears. Shaking of hands becomes the norm. But I think under more formal circumstances, you may want to reconsider that. Is my view.
Right. It's so interesting.
It's a very difficult one. I think, you know, you see someone that you know and have known for a long time, and the automatic gesture is to shake a hand or to hug.
Is it better to hug or shake hands?
Depends on how many droplets you're going to be exposed to.
Right, that's also true. So if they're sneezing, don't hug them. That's not a good time. But other than that, it might be. Professor Adrian Puren, thank you as always for giving us your thoughts. Professor Adrian Puren is the Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. His reaction to the lifting of the state of disaster.